Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukaschansky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Coverings, they are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom cabinets, or countertops, excuse me. They have cabinets. You get too easy. You see too many things over there with Randy. You can get lost in the shuffle. But they got tile and shower inserts and much more than that, too. And let's talk a little bit about the cabinets. You heard me getting a little too excited about it a moment ago. Because if you want your cabinets to be at the top of the line, you want to go over and see Randy and the team. Because they're not only beautiful, but they last for years to come. And they partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. And I'm excited this morning, as I always am, it feels like, we have Shannon Cooley with us. I've missed you for the last few months. Somehow we keep being two ships passing in the night on this show.
I am surprised to see you today because I never know who I'm going to get. Not that you're not all great, but I just love it when you're here, Wally.
Well, I'm happy to have you, Shannon.
So, we do. I love you, Cale. You're also my favorite, so don't be offended.
We got a lot of favorites here. It's a good thing. Yeah. You're one of ours as well. And Shannon Cooley here is the tourism and marketing manager with BD Tourism. And Shannon, we have a lot to dive into today. And I want to start actually with something that just happened.
Yes.
Because Fall Downtown Fest, we got to go out there. We run into casket races. What an event. As always, it was. Can you tell us a little from your perspective how that event went?
Well, this is the first time I've actually got to leave the chamber. So usually we're managing the Chamber of Mystery, and we had enough volunteers to help. So thankful for I got to roam a little bit. So first time ever seeing the casket races myself. Usually I see them from photos and video that we hire photographers to do that day. But
and
such
hear
a
noise
great
from over
day,
there.
Right? And it was a great day. I think very well run. I can't say enough about our sponsors for this event. It's a huge event. And our volunteers that help make everything run so smoothly. But this year, I'm happy to announce that we actually exceeded our attendance from last year. So over 10,000 visitors came to Beaver Dam for Fall Downtown Fest. The peak of that number was during the casket races, and we know that that's always a fun activity and event to watch. So we actually just had a wrap-up meeting about that not too long ago, and so you're going to probably see a few changes for next year, but we're always about wanting to do and adding more things to our events, and we're hoping to have our Fall Downtown Fest possibly be a two-day event next year. So,
wow.
Yeah, keep it on the horizon. Make sure you mark your calendars. Next year, it's on Halloween, so Saturday, October 31st, Fall Downtown Fest for sure, and maybe possibly the Friday before. So we're still working out the details, but I'm hoping that we can move forward with that. And you can find all those details, again, about all of our events. Visitbeaverdam.com is going to be your resource. We do have an online event calendar that people can also add their events to. So moving on and talking about community calendar. We are rolling into 2026 for our visitor guide, and if you have any community events that you would like to have added to that calendar, go ahead and reach out to us at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center. You can also get that added to our online calendar. It's free. It's a great resource for everyone. Tourism uses that calendar to promote events, too. Just like when I come on the show, I always use that as a resource of things to talk about when I come here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So visitbeaverdam.com is going to be everybody's friend throughout this interview.
Yes.
Because everything that we're hearing, people can find out through that as well.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We are throwing a lot at you today.
We are. And I know that, you know, sometimes I talk like an auctioneer here because I want to make sure that we hit on everything. But that is going to be your friend, visitbeaverdam.com. Also, I want to bring to light that our new postcard mural, we have a Greetings From postcard mural that was just installed on the Bank Esports building on North Spring Street. Such a great mural for you to take a photo in front of. So encourage your family members and friends to get in front of that mural, snap a photo, and tag us at Visit Beaver Dam. That would be great. But also, this is going to be added to our 3D walking mural tour, which you can also find at visitbeaverdam.com. This mural tour is a 360 experience, and it's all mapped out. So it's Google mapped. It talks about the history of the murals, and we continue to add to that. We are also moving forward in making a tangible walking brochure where you can pick it up at the chamber. Hopefully that will be ready next year in 2026, and we'll be adding all of the murals to that as well.
So, if people's heads have been in the dirt and they haven't seen this mural yet, where can people find it?
The Bank Esports, I believe their address is 124 North Spring Street. Oh. Yeah, it's a great mural. You can't miss it.
I was going to say, I've been driving down for too much food down there, right there in Beaver Dam, so hand up, that's on me. But I've seen it a bunch, and it's a great way to enter you into town too.
Yes. It's great welcoming. Yes. Yes.
It's perfect.
So it is. And we are looking at having postcards made so you can pick up actual postcards at the visitor center. And so tourism is looking at doing some stickers and some fun stuff where you can pick up, and maybe, hopefully we can maybe get some of those before Christmas as great stocking stuffers. So yeah.
I want to take a quick break here so that we come back. We're going to have extra time in the second block because November, the rest of this month, we say November.
December, and a little bit of New Year's Eve stuff going on. So, yeah.
This next month is crazy.
It is crazy busy.
So we're going to have a lot of events to talk about, and we're going to do so right on the other side of the break here with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Every sold sign tells a story. Some are filled with joy, a growing family, a first home, a fresh start. Others come with heavier hearts, divorce, loss, or financial strain. At Kladowski Real Estate, we don't just sell homes. We walk with you through life's biggest moments and understand the good and the hard, because behind every door is a life in transition, and you deserve someone who cares. 920-219-9212, Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
Here's the snap. Winston sets, throws, left side of the end zone. Intercepted!
Yes!
Intercepted by the kid! Oh, Evan Williams delivers in the left corner of the end zone. And the Packers deliver the dagger.
After taking down the Giants, the Minnesota Vikings come to Lambeau on Sunday for an NFC North Conference tilt. Coverage begins at 10. The kickoff is set for noon on your home for Packers football, 95.3 WBEV.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I invite you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. We have the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With a touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat massage or with an adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There are a variety of sizes in stock, from small to the big man's. Prices only start at $599. Don't worry about the power going out, because the lift chairs come with a battery backup. Delivery is free. If your loved one needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will deliver it. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
Come for Holiday Gemütlichkeit at downtown West Bend's new Christmas market. This free Old World Christmas market will be held Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, November 28th, 5 to 8 p.m., Saturday, noon to 9:30 p.m., and Sunday from noon until 5. Sixth Avenue will transform into a vibrant holiday market in the European tradition. Live music, traditional food, and artisan vendors. Downtown West Bend's Chris Kindle Market is brought to you in part by the West Bend Insurance Charitable Trust, State Bank of Newburgh, Quitman Rentals, and Delta Defense. We will see you in downtown West Bend.
The holidays are here, and we've got your shopping list covered. Give a gift that's thoughtful, practical, and always appreciated. A Quick Trip gift card. Whether it's for family, friends, babysitters, coworkers, anyone on your list, gift cards are the ultimate holiday hack. Coffee, treats, fuel, groceries. Gift cards are great for anything. No guessing size. No wrapping stress, just simple, joyful giving. Purchase in-store or online now at quicktrip.com/shop. Quick Trip, where convenience meets holiday cheer.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I am joined this morning by Shannon Cooley, the Tourism and Marketing Director with BD Tourism. And I kind of hinted at it going into break, but this next month is crazy.
It is.
And it
lots
starts.
Lots of things going on, and it starts this weekend.
Literally. We're talking a couple days from now. Shannon, I'm going to pass the ball over to you. Can you tell us what is coming up this weekend?
All right. Saturday, November 22nd. So the Dodge County Historical Society has its 17th annual Children's Tree Trimming event from 1 to 3. This is free and open to the public, and they work on making holiday ornaments for their Christmas tree. So everyone is welcome to come to that. And a great kickoff to the holiday season. The American Legion Auxiliary Craft Fair is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. And they also sell food and beverages. So check that out if you're still looking for some holiday shopping to be done. The Charleston House Craft and Vendor Fair is also Saturday, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Crafts and vendor booths. They also have raffle baskets. And half the proceeds for those raffle baskets will go to the Alzheimer's Association. And they also have food, chili cookies and beverage for $10. Money goes to Alzheimer's Association. The Beaver Dam Area Orchestra Fall Concert, which I think is fun, and I wanted to tell Kale before break to play some of the music that's going to be happening. If you're listening, Marvin Hamlisch, a great American composer and conductor, and he probably knows who this is, but that concert, their fall concert, is at the Beaver Dam High School Auditorium. Starts at 7 p.m. This is a free concert. Everyone is welcome. You'll hear classical pieces like, okay, I had to look up how to pronounce him. So it's Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet, and iconic film scores, including Apollo 13, which is my favorite composer, James Horner. If you don't know, Apollo 13 soundtrack, Titanic, Avatar, and Braveheart are also the scores that he created. And they're also doing a tribute to the legendary Marvin Hamlisch, an American composer and conductor, The Entertainer, A Chorus Line, What I Did for Love, and A Hooker's Hooker from The Sting are the music that he has actually composed and created. So get out to that concert Saturday at 7 p.m. Sunday, the Paddle City Big Band at BDACT, so the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. Get your tickets today. That concert is from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you love big band, I encourage you to go. That's another great event that's happening here, too. So,
well, if you enjoy the time when you are out there at big band, they're going to have kind of a like pseudo party afterwards at UGA.
Oh.
So if you want to go over there and meet some of the members or ask some questions or tell them you enjoyed the show, you can turn this into a fun little Sunday fun day.
Oh, absolutely. And who doesn't like going to UGA?
Amen.
And I'm a big band girl. I had big band at my wedding. So that was all my dinner music was big band. So
that's way too cool. Well, I was going to say, we learn more about you every time you come in here.
I know. And my actual wedding ceremony was a string quartet. So I'm a little eclectic when it comes to music. But yeah, it's kind of cool. So we're going to roll in and we're going to talk about holiday shopping. Tis the season right now. That happens right after Halloween, sometimes right before. But I think a lot of people wait, and this is a great time to visit the Dodge County Center for the Arts. If you're looking for a unique, handmade, handcrafted gift, that's the place to go. Their holiday gift gallery is open now through January 10th during regular business hours. You can find more information about the Dodge County Center for the Arts and all of this information at visitbeaverdam.com. We do have a whole entire webpage dedicated to holiday experiences and events. So the holiday household shopping event is going on now through November 23rd. Spend $25 or more at any of the participating businesses that are listed on our website, and there's also a Facebook page event as well. You bring that receipt to the Chamber and Visitor Center Monday through Friday during regular business hours, or the Saturday you can drop it off at the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio. You can claim your free gift, which is either a chicken poop lip gloss, let's go there, or a votive candle that you can actually purchase these at Beth and Daisy and or Earthshine Candles. But those are free gifts just for shopping. Every receipt equals a raffle ticket to enter you to win a $25 gift card from participating businesses or a $100 chamber check. Winners will be announced Tuesday, November 25th on Facebook, and we will email and phone those entries as well. So whoever wins, we're going to make sure that you know.
Visit yes. beaverdam.com. Visit. All these events. That was all within these 2 days of the weekend.
Yes.
Everything there. And then obviously the one will carry on through January. The Dodge County Center for the Arts Holiday Gift Gallery. Yep. But otherwise, you have 1 weekend to hit these.
Yes.
So make sure you're on the website. Make sure you're following along. Shannon, yes. Back to you.
Yes. Get Caught Shopping Small. This is a fun event. This promotes our Shop Small Saturday on Saturday, November 29th. Thank you, Vintage Parts, for sponsoring this event. If you shop at participating locations from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., our Chamber Elves will try and catch you shopping, and you'll win a prize immediately. So it's a super fun event, and we have a list of participating locations out on our website again. So check that out. And then our Cocoa. So now we're moving into December. And I'm thinking I hit all the November. So now we're heavy into December. Lots of experiences and events in December. One of our favorite events that we host and organize is Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure. These are free holiday experiences throughout Beaver Dam. And I have a list somewhere. I know I grabbed it. I'm so sorry.
You were perfect to find it. I mean, I was going to say, you have enough going on right now looking at all this.
Somewhere.
For people on the radio or listening to the radio, not watching Daily Dodge TV, Shana has about 30 papers in front of her right now, and she's just got to find the right one.
I try to come prepared. But some of the experiences that you're going to see happening on December 6th from starting at 10 a.m., and they're all over, is the... Let me see. Santa Greet and Giveaway. So that's at the Chamber, of course. And then we have the Downtown American Bank parking lot. So actually, last year was through the drive-thru, and I think that might actually stay the same. But you can go through the drive-thru, and they'll send it to you right through the drive-thru. And
it's
like a package of really fun things for the kids for free. That's simple. We have holiday lei making at Blue Hawaii. We have at the Watermark, just they have all kinds of things going on at the Watermark. We also have a ballerina greet and giveaway at Dance Now. We have Santa's drive-through marketplace at Trinity Youth United Methodist Church. They do such a great job. You're going to see people dressed in costume, and they have tables outside where they do all kinds of giveaways for kids. My favorite, too, is Best Way. I have kid drivers, and they give away a package for teenage drivers of things that include like jumper cables and ice scrapers and all kinds of great things that first-time driver is going to need, like an emergency kit. So I recommend anyone that has a going-to-be driver or driver to stop their teen drivers. And we have lots of holiday giveaways, snowball toss and popcorn giveaway at McKinstry's, holiday experience at Elite Dance Studio, Holly Jolly Storytime at the Beaver Dam Community Library, make free reindeer food at Let's Go Play. So all kinds, there's a list out there, Beaver Dam or visit beaverdam.com that you're going to find of all of these events happening. Plus we have bake sales and Christmas markets happening that day too. Bazaar and bake sale at First Lutheran Church, a Christmas market at the 1934 Events Center, holiday open house at the Dodge County Historical Society, and also the tree lighting is that day. So we do the holiday tree lighting. So it's the tree next to the chamber, and that starts at 4:30 with the mayor, and that's the kickoff to our holiday parade on December 6th, that Saturday, and the holiday parade starts at 5 p.m., and we have a great lineup this year, and I just want another plug. So today is the last day. If you were looking at getting an entry into the holiday parade, please do so today. Call the chamber, stop into the chamber, go to the website. You can download and fill out paperwork, but get that in today so we can get that lineup scheduled. So,
well, Shannon, first of all, jam-packed, but everything I've heard, everything's kid-friendly, I believe, too.
Everything is kid-friendly, yes.
So if you want to really, like, make the holidays special, like, get out of the house, get out of the apartment for whether it be an afternoon, an evening, a weekend, there's going to be ample opportunity to do so in a lot of different fun ways.
Yes, and people, when you grab the list, I know people that print this out. Kale, I think you're one of them. You print it out and you highlight the things that you want to go to for your kids. And, you know, some of the things, experiences are similar from last year. But some of the experiences are new. So they're a lot of fun, all family friendly. So,
well, yeah. Perfect. Well, again, because just, I feel like it's getting harder sometimes because the world is so busy.
Yes.
To be able to really enjoy the holiday season. Go out and get away from the technology. Get away from home.
Yes.
Go in. It's the perks of being in a small town like this.
Make a whole day of it.
Make a weekend of it.
To start this day at Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure, go to the holiday parade, and then we're going to talk about the Rotary Holiday Lights. I know people have been asking about it. We are working at really heavily advertising that this week. But that opens the day after Thanksgiving. It's a free experience, and I cannot thank the Beaver Dam Rotary leadership enough and their volunteers. This takes a lot of people to put this together, to put it up, to take it down, to store it. This is the gem here in Beaver Dam at Swan Park, and it continues to grow, and we could not do this with our volunteers. So it's a free walking experience. Last year, I hit it at the right time. The photos that you're going to see that I'm going to be throwing out there soon, snow on the ground, probably a foot of snow. I went out there, and before they plowed all the pathways, it was magical. So definitely an experience. You need to get there. This is going to be open until January 3rd. So the day after Thanksgiving until January 3rd. And they have a lot of things going on this year at Swan Park during this time. So they're having hot cocoa being served on specific Saturdays. You can find all of the dates on visitbeaverdam.com. They're actually doing the lighting ceremony themselves Friday, November 28th. So get out there. It's going to be kind of like the Clark Griswold plugging it in.
I got exactly what you're talking about.
And that starts at 5 p.m. They do have a special guest Saturday, December 13th, when Santa Claus makes a visit from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And he'll be joined by the Beaver Dam High School Carolers. So get out here and do all the things. And this year it's going to be a nice wintry snow globe out there to see the Rotary Lights. So I'm super excited to see that. And I'm a winter girl, so all the people that are like, oh, no, snow. I love snow. Driving is okay, but I'm a Wisconsin girl. I grew up driving in this weather.
Are you good with it after like the second week of January? Because that's when I'm like, I'm actually good. I'm ready for spring.
I'm good with it just as long as it's snow and it's not that mix of ice and
that's
rain.
Fair.
And I think it's just, it adds an element of, I just like snow on trees. I don't like the bareness.
Well, I tell you, last year was my first year in Beaver Dam during the holiday season. And that first time driving back through town, I was like taken aback. Like, it almost gets you like almost emotional because it's just a gorgeous sight, especially when it is fresh snow, all those lights. I like to go for a walk through Swan Park, so you're going to have a lot of opportunity, it sounds like, over the month of December.
Yes, and they are still planning. So I think last year they started this. This year, I believe they're doing it again, but they don't have dates on the calendar. They will be giving golf cart rides to those that don't have the ability to just walk through. So and they're still waiting to announce those dates and trying to find volunteers. So keep that on your radar. We'll list those out at visitbeaverdam.com. You can also go to Beaver Dam Rotary, their website. They also have that listed too. But what am I missing here? Let's talk about all the other fun things that are happening. So new this year is the Jingle and Mingle Holiday Crawl. That is Saturday, December 13th. You can register, visit beaverdam.com or beaverdamchamber.com. You need to register. $10 gets you on the shuttle, gets you a jingle bell necklace and a wristband. And we have a list of participating bars and pubs that are offering specialty drinks and specials from noon to five for you day drinkers. This is for you. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Dodge County Food Pantry. So a great time of year, to give back as well and have a great time. We do also have some costume themed contests that are listed out there as well. And you can check that out at visitbeaverdam.com and also at beaverdamchamber.com. Other fun things, Sunday, December 14th, Skate with Santa holiday exhibition at the Beaver Dam Family Center Ice Arena from 4 to 6. Benefits PAVE. A performance begins at 6:15. I believe in past years, if you come and skate with Santa, skating and admission is $5. It includes skate rental. So Sunday, December 14th. And some other things. I'm going backtracking. Sunday, December 7th, Grinch Brunch at Beaver Dam Country Club. That's super fun. I believe they offer a breakfast buffet. Bring the kids and photo opportunity with the Grinch from 10:30 to 1 p.m. And Thursday, December 11th through Saturday, December 13th, Get In a Show also makes a great pre-Christmas gift. In hindsight, Have Show Will Travel. It's a comedy show. Very funny. You can find your tickets at bdact.org. Lots of things. And I know that I'm kind of going back and forth with all the, there's just so much going on, but there are a couple other things too that I want to mention here in December that I forgot to put on my list. Do I have time?
You have time right now, or we could recap it on the other side. It's up to you.
Nope, time right now. Let's do this. We are going to go to the YMCA. You can swim with Santa at the YMCA on December 8th. Also, Winter Craft Fair at Chapel of the Archangels on December 7th. We have a whole list of performances that we can do in our next session that we'll talk about, performance schedules, because what gets us in a better mood for the holidays besides Rotary lights and holiday music?
There's not too much better. You get the lights, you get the festive feeling,
yep.
The music, it just lights you up this time of year.
It really does. All that warm, fuzzy feeling. So, yeah. So did you want to, you wanted me to go? I have enough time?
I will. I'm going to throw us the break real quick, and then we're going to come back and jump into performances, because we are with the busiest woman alive right here in Shannon Cooley with BD Tourism. We'll be talking about those upcoming performances over the next month or so. Coming up next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With little fanfare minutes ago, the U.S. Senate formally received the Epstein bill from the House and swiftly sent it on to the White House. Due to last night's unanimous agreement in the Senate, the bill was immediately deemed passed. So when they convened this morning, the bill automatically headed to President Trump's desk. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with more on if and when the president might sign it.
Congressman Tom Massey said yesterday, when asked why he didn't think the president had released the file, he said he thought the president was protecting donors and friends, and not just Republicans, but Democrats, too. Our colleague Rachel Scott asked Marjorie Taylor Greene, another Republican congresswoman, whether she thought the president would actually now release these files. And she said she doesn't take words anymore. She needs to see action.
The president has had the power to compel the Justice Department to release the files all along. He did not need congressional approval to do so. This is ABC News.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The state of Wisconsin is sending $282 million to communities all over Wisconsin to modernize their water systems. Beaver Dam, Iron Ridge, and Kleiman will split more than $6 million of that money. The goal is clean and reliable drinking water. Everyone representing Wisconsin in the U.S. House and Senate agreed yesterday to release the Epstein files. Senator Tammy Baldwin says it really wasn't necessary to get Congress involved, since President Trump himself could have ordered the files on the notorious sex trafficker to be released. People in Wisconsin will be banned from using their food share benefits to buy soda and candy if a bill in the Wisconsin Assembly today becomes law. Under the bill, Wisconsin would seek a waiver from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Republican sponsors say the idea is to encourage better nutrition. Democrats say it punishes people with low incomes. Saturday is your last chance to drop off yard waste in Beaver Dam on the weekend. The city's yard waste drop-off site switches to winter hours after this weekend. Starting next week, it will only be open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. Also, they're no longer taking waste oil on West South Street. You'll need to take it to Commercial Drive instead. Good news if you love Culver's. The Wisconsin-based burger chain launched a new loyalty program for regular customers this week. Delicious Rewards customers can earn 10 points for every dollar they spend at participating locations. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Bucks avoided a major blow with Giannis Antetokounmpo after an MRI yesterday. They say he's going to miss just 1 to 2 weeks with a strained left groin. Bucks will host the Sixers on Thursday night. Giannis got hurt in Monday's loss to Cleveland. Packers get back on the practice field today as they get ready for an NFC North matchup with the Vikings Sunday at Lambeau. That's a noon kickoff on 95.3. Brandon Woodruff's coming back to the Brewers in 2026. He agrees to a $22 million one-year qualifying offer. The Mayville football team continues to get ready for the Division 5 state championship Thursday at Camp Randall. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff on 95.3. You can hear all 7 state football championship games on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Check out all the high school girls basketball scores from last night at DailyDodge.com. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 42. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Cloudy tomorrow, high of 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 28.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
This season, the Bucks are going for it all.
A game winner for the Greek Freak.
Go inside the team's pursuit of a championship on Locked In, the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson. Hear from the team stars on why they think they can make history. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Find contest rules information for 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN on the contest page at dailydodge.com.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, who invite you to stop in and check out their power lift chair recliners. They've got the largest selection in Dodge County, and they are ready and available for delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs will lift you up to a standing position or recline you back down to a comfortable nap. You can get lift chairs with heated
massage, adjustable headrest and lumbar support, and yes, some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There's a variety of sizes they've got in stock, from small all the way up to the big man's, with prices starting as low as $599. And if you're thinking, well, they run on electricity, what if my power goes out? No worries at all, because lift chairs come with a battery backup, so you'll still be good. You can get out of the chair, get to where you need to go. And of course, our favorite part, delivery is free. So if you've got a loved one that's in an assisted living facility and needs a lift chair, McKinstry's can get it delivered and all set up. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible. It's time to head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio. More with Wally. And Wally, I got a message here over the break that the golf cart rides.
He's beating us to the punch.
Oh, do you have the information as well now?
Well, it's not just Santa that's watching all times this year. It's Dale Schmidt and our sheriff over here in Dodge County. Because he's right. You're right, Kale. We have to make sure that we talk about it. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. They're going to have those golf cart rides on Sunday nights prior to Christmas, the first Sunday after Thanksgiving, going through that point.
Awesome. Thank you, Dale.
And thank you, Kale.
And Kale.
Kale and Dale. There you go. Well, Shannon, I have to pass the ball back over here because we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
And you mentioned performances coming up.
Yes.
So what are these performances?
Before we get into performances, I missed a couple of things, so I just want people to get on the radar. Christmas at Marsh Haven on December 14th. You can also find that on visitbeaverdam.com on our events calendar. And I also want to do a shout-out after the Jingle and Mingle Holiday Crawl on December 13th. UGA is hosting their holiday pajama party with live music. Come on down to UGA and celebrate in your PJs. The best way to, kind of chill before the holidays really kind of hit you.
How many times can you go out in pajamas and throw back a cold one? It doesn't happen very often.
Not a lot. I think the last time I did it was when I was in high school and they had pajama day, right?
That was the best spirit week.
It really was.
Just make it all 5 days.
Yes. So moving on, I also want to hit on, before we talk about New Year's Eve items, we have a bunch of holiday performances I want people to get on their calendar, because 'tis the season for holiday music. December 5th, the acapella.
Acapella is one of the hardest words to say.
It is not. It's not. It's just me.
It's a hard word to say.
December 5th, acapella concert at the Beaver Dam High School Auditorium. These are all free events. December 7th, the Red Kettle concert at Beaver Dam High School Auditorium. December 13th is the Beaver Dam Area Orchestra Holiday Concert. They do two concerts, one at 5 p.m., one at 7 p.m., and the 5 p.m. concert is a shorter concert for people that have families. It doesn't have the intermission in, so you can kind of, your kids can last throughout that time period, maybe. Probably not, but December 13th, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. concerts. December 14th, Festival of Lessons and Carols at Wayland Academy. This is such a great concert. This is also free and open to the public. December 14th, also One Voice Children's Chorus at Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. You do have to purchase tickets, though, for a nominal fee.
Okay.
So hit that, bdact.org. And then December 15th, the Orchestra and Jazz Band Concert at the Beaver Dam High School Auditorium. So holiday performances, get out there and support those musicians. We love our musicians. I'm a band geek myself. And then I also want to hit on, before we leave this segment, New Year's Eve. We do have a couple of things going on New Year's Eve, and I'm just going to bring up my calendar. Open skate at Beaver Dam Family Center Ice Arena. $5 includes admission and skate rental. And then New Year's Eve bash with piano fondue, dueling pianos at the Beaver Dam Country Club. I don't know if we went New Year's Eve last year, the chamber crew, my girls, but this was a great event. A lot of fun. $75. Includes champagne, appetizers, surf and turf buffet from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then they do a late night pizza too. They're doing a Gatsby theme this year. So wear your 1920s attire, chance to win prizes. Tickets are $75. And I believe it actually is like from, it starts before 6:30. That's just the food from 6:30 to 8:30 and goes until 12:30. So, yes. So check out Beaver Dam Country Club. It's a good time.
It was great last year. We had a great time.
So if you don't have 1920s garb, are you still able to go in this one?
Absolutely.
All right. So just make sure you're dressed up a little bit.
Yeah,
I imagine,
dressed
right?
up. Just wear one of those, you know, what are the hats?
Yeah, wear a top hat. You'll be good.
Top hat. You'll be fine. Yes. So no, dress up. Have a good time. Also, let's talk about what were we going to talk about after
Christmas
this
at Marsh Haven?
Christmas at Marsh Haven. I got that. Let's see.
There's so much.
But head over again, visitbeaverdam.com is going to be your resource for all of these events. Check out the Best of Dodge coupon book that is coming out November 24th. I know everyone is looking for that book, but there is a calendar of events in the Best of Dodge as well, plus a listing of all of the holiday performances and things happening through February.
Well, and before we go to our final break today, I want to ask, because we have gone through a lot, is there anything we've missed? Or we really want to hammer home?
You know what? There are some things in January that you can actually put on your calendar. So I know that everyone looks forward to the candlelight hike at the Horicon Marsh. That is happening Saturday, January 18th. Last year, I was a volunteer, first time ever, and I do sit on the Friends of the Horicon Marsh board. This is such a great event. Get out there and get your hiking boots on and enjoy the winter. It is beautiful. When you see the photos and drone captures that we took from last year, you're going to want to get out there and hike. They do have fires lit so people can come and warm up and hot cocoa. They also have food inside. You can go and warm up, and they also have raffle baskets that people can purchase. And this is a great fundraiser for the Horicon Marsh. So Saturday, January 18th, and Saturday, January 31st, if you want to get this on your calendar as well, is Cabin Fever Fest. That is actually managed by the Beaver Dam Recreation Department. So if you're interested in participating, give them a call. But we do help promote and market that as well. So.
Well, we are going to take a quick final break. When we come back, we're going to kind of recap everything that we've talked about, kind of give you a rapid fire. But again, visitbeaverdam.com or visitbd.com is going to be your best – or visit BD.
Nope, visitbeaverdam.com.
Right, I've said it a million times, and then I'm used to saying BD Tourism for you, and I got to get better about that. Visitbeaverdam.com is going to be your best friend this holiday season and beyond with all these great events coming up. So make sure you're hanging out on that site and follow along with all the great work Shannon Cooley and the team is doing over there. We're going to take a break, come back, we'll rapid fire. And it'll be fast, but it's going to be great. Thank you, Shannon. And more Hometown Today is coming up right after the break here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hi, I'm Todd Helverson, co-founder and lead trombone for the Paddle City Big Band. We invite you to join us on Sunday, November 23rd, 2 p.m. at the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater's Performing Arts Center for an incredible afternoon of big band music. There's something for everyone. We're also excited to be sharing the stage with guest barbershop quartet It's About Time. They'll be recreating the iconic sounds of the Andrews Sisters and the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Reserve your tickets today at bdact.org. We hope to see you on November 23rd.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Take your shot at amazing prizes with the Daily Dodge Deer Hunter Contest presented by Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats. If you harvest a deer, submit a picture to DailyDodge.com November 22nd through the 30th. Then December 4th through the 11th, fans will vote on their favorite. Prizes from Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats will be awarded to the first and second place in the adult category and one winner in the youth category. Find more details at DailyDodge.com.
At Klonowski Real Estate, we're not just selling houses. We're helping you find the place, a front porch for morning coffee, a backyard for kids, dogs, and laughter, or simply a safe space to make your own. This is where your life will happen, and we're with you every step of the way, starting out with a no-charge buyer consultation right down to the final signature and exchange of keys. KlonowskiRealEstate.com. Klonowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
On.
And save. Badgers win the shootout.
in America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are joined by the one and only Shannon Cooley this morning, the Tourism and Marketing Manager with BD Tourism. And we've thrown a lot at you this last hour, but one thing we do want to touch on at the beginning here is Candlelight Hike.
Yes, I mistakenly said January 18th. That was last year. This year's date is January 17th. So January 17th, 5 to 9. Parking is an issue. You can grab your parking brochure or vouchers, and they also shuttle people in as well. So hit Friends of the Horicon Marsh and just Google that, and you're going to find all the information there. Let's roll into some other really fun things that are happening on our website. So I'm going to actually touch base on our snow report. This is through the Department of Tourism, so Travel Wisconsin. If you go to visitbeaverdam.com on the webpage, on the homepage, you're going to find the Travel Wisconsin Snow Report. That is going to allow you to access to see what conditions are, if snowmobile trails are open, cross-country trails are open, downhill skiing trails are open. You can type in whatever county you want. So if you're traveling somewhere like to Vilas or Oneida and you want to make sure or see if the snowmobile trails are open, that information is going to be on there. They do have snow reporters in each county who actually call in to Travel Wisconsin, and they report on trail accessibility, and also with partnership with the county tourisms and chambers. So it's a really awesome tool that you can find at visitbeaverdam.com. We're also going to talk about some of the fun things. So I know it's going to be a cold and snowy winter. Don't yell at me. That's all the weather reports that I have seen. It's going to be a snowy winter, which is great for snowmobile tourism. Stay in our hotels. You don't have to travel all the way up north. I'm hoping you're going to get that 3 feet of snow here. So let's talk about groomed ice skating rinks. Are always available at Tahoe Park and Crystal Lake Park, open to the public daily, of course, weather permitting. So let's hope for ice, also for our ice fishermen out there. You can find sledding hills at Waterworks Park and Crystal Lake Park. And Crystal Lake Park has a toboggan chute as well. And we were just talking about their warming house at Crystal Lake Park, which is like a retro 70s. I love it. So where I came from Waterloo, a small town, we also had a warming house too. But it's a fun place to visit. You can, I believe, also rent skates too. Open skate at the Family Center Ice Arena. They have a schedule out there on the Swan City Ice Skaters website. Disc golf is available all year round at Crystal Lake Park. They also have disc golf maps as well, and you can find that at Visit Beaver Dam too, visitbeaverdam.com. And if you don't like using websites, we do have snowmobile county and club trail maps available at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center. The Visitor Center is your resource, 127 South Spring Street. We are located in the old train depot. It's a fun experience. People love coming there because of the historic value. But also we have travel guides for other counties as well. So use that as your resource if you're looking for things to do. Visit beaverdam.com or just stop in and visit us. We have a wealth of knowledge with everyone that works there knows all the things. So.
Well, I know we have only time for about one more thing, but one thing that we were talking about during the break is at this time of year, people have big gatherings.
Yes.
And they want to find places to go. You guys can help out with that as well.
Absolutely. So if you go to visitbeaverdam.com and you click on the venues and event spaces, they're listed out for pretty much anything from small meetings to weddings. We have a plethora of available options if you're looking for corporate outings or family anniversary parties, things like that. There's
lots of options here in Beaver Dam available to you. We also have sports facilities. So there's a whole section on sports facilities that you can rent. So if you're looking at hosting a tournament here, whether it's ice hockey or figure skating or basketball or pickleball tournaments, this is your resource to see what we have available, which is a lot.
It's a lot. Visitbeaverdam.com is your best friend. It's going to be your best friend.
Yes.
We have a minute left. I'm going to rapid fire two quick questions for you.
Go ahead.
When is it okay to start playing Christmas music?
Today.
Today?
Today.
Like literally just today.
Today. Come on, Kale.
All right. Today is the day.
Today's the day.
November 1st, was that in play?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
So you just ignore Thanksgiving?
Yes. No, I don't ignore Thanksgiving.
Okay. What's
love
the dish then?
But Thanksgiving for us is like hunting season because we're hunters. So, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you get to be extra thankful.
Right.
Fill the freezer a little bit.
Right. We already have. I had my son just shot a 11-point buck last
week. Oh, good for him.
His first time out bow hunting this season. He didn't even get to the stand. He was walking to the trail to get to the stand, and he actually shot the buck on his belly. He actually got down on his knees and on his belly, and he shot the buck in the prone position. So it was pretty rock star of him. So.
No kidding.
No kidding.
No way to make it an easy day for you, too.
Right.
Let's get this thing in the truck. Let's get back.
Right.
Put in the freezer. We're good to go.
Yep. So he's got a horseshoe somewhere that I wish he would share. But yeah.
Well, we've been talking this morning with Shannon Cooley, the BD Tourism and Marketing Manager with BD Tourism. I got that. You know, follow me eventually, Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center. Tourism is housed there. And we can talk more about tourism. I know that people have questions about, like, how does that work? And it's all about hotel tax.
Well, I hope you have happy holidays. I don't know. I can't remember for it. We have you before Christmas. We do have you one more time.
Yes, one more time.
Well, good. Well, I'm looking forward to that. But have a great time with this great and packed schedule this coming weeks. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be fired up to get out there and have a lot of fun with you.
Yes, I can't wait. It's 'tis the season for all holiday lights and all holiday things. So
absolutely.
It's going to go fast. It always does.
Have fun with us. Have fun with Shannon and follow along. We'll be back same time, same place with another edition of Hometown Today. Tomorrow, and we have the Chamber Spotlight, actually. So tune in for that on 9 o'clock on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dog.